For our next storyteller, please give a warm round of applause to our next storyteller, Joyce Leanne Joseph.
Hello. Since I was a little girl, I have organized and taken care of my precious belongings. As a child, I couldn't control much in my life, but I found ways to safeguard materials that I thought were special. I've always had this innate sense that certain things are important and should be preserved. Those materials have provided insight when I have felt lost, and they have provided solace during my periods of mourning. In September of 2007, during the first week of my senior year at Hampton University, I lost someone I loved dearly. After that loss, I felt this strong conviction that there was nothing left for me in Virginia. Despite being the first person in my family to go to college, I decided to leave and return home to Denver, Colorado. But when I got there, I had to face two people invested in my education. And when I told them why I dropped out, both of them said, "There's a school in Boulder that would be perfect for you." Since I received that same response in two separate conversations, I decided to listen to the sign and transferred to Naropa University. While there, I wrote through my grief. I truly wrote through my grief, and I worked in the Allen Ginsberg Library, which became my happy place that provided language for my actions and the way forward. That library helped me to understand that I've always been an archivist. During Naropa's 2008 summer writing program, I met this brilliant and fabulous poet named LaVon Natasha Caesar. Now, Naropa, there's not many black people there, so when I saw her, I said, we have to be friends. It's not negotiable. And she laughed, but she agreed. And over that summer, we truly enjoyed our time together. And I remember one of her last days there, we tried to plot ways to stay connected. We gathered in my apartment and we recorded our thoughts. Like we were brainstorming about this idea we had called the Black Pussy Revolution and how it was gonna change the world. And it would still change the world. And I remember we recorded our thoughts and a draft of our manifesto. Over the years, as our friendship developed, so did this dynamic of us sending each other things that we thought were important. LaVon has sent me so many things that I've had to create a separate collection for her in my personal archive. I literally have a folder in my old email account called LaVon Artifacts, and it contains a lot of her poetry as well as some crucial life updates, such as an email she sent me on May 27th, 2010, informing me that she was ran over by a car the previous morning on her way to work and that she lost a lot of blood from her head and she couldn't walk. I'm like, how did you send this email to me? But she did, and she even signed off with this humorous, "Considering I'm still alive, the Black Pussy Revolution must continue," complete with a smiley face. Recently, the purpose of her inclination to share so much with me was illuminated. Over the full moon this past May, we organized a literary salon for LaVon's apprentices, who is currently studying with her. She wanted them to learn more about her journey, who she is, and how she's become the powerful healer that she is today. LaVon doesn't remember some things about herself before the accident because she suffered a traumatic brain injury. But I preserved that person through letters and emails and chapbooks and photographs and videos, oral histories, and embodied experiences. Like sometimes I'm like, that's not what happened. we were here on this day. And she's like, oh, you're Marmara Archivist. And so this day we gathered at my house and my new house in New York, and we created an altar to display and exhibit some of those materials and also to evoke the sacredness of the occasion. And during this archival ritual, I witnessed her reading poetry in a voice that I haven't heard in over a decade, and it brought tears to my eyes. And then I showed her that video we created for the Black Pussy Revolution, and she got emotional because she didn't even recognize herself in that video. And I realized in that moment how important it was for her, because she needed to remember who she was. She needed to reunite with her full self. Her apprentices were honored to have received that glimpse into our sisterhood, and they all said how much they appreciated and valued my work as an archivist. I felt it was this moving experience that truly affirmed for me that my work as an archivist has always been rooted in healing and transformation. Like, there's a natural way that I've just been going about this because it's a part of who I am and how I show affection. I've always been an archivist. Now I know I'm not just saving things for myself, but also for the people I love. Thank you.